Soviet Update. I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News. Fantastic. That's the word used by one participant in today's Communist Party Central Committee meeting in Moscow to describe passage of Mikhail Gorbachev's party platform. A key provision is abolition of the party's monopoly on power. In the words of the delegate, there will be a multi-party system, there will be a normal democracy as a result of repeal of Article 6 of the Soviet Constitution. That could come about at a meeting of the Supreme Soviet as early as next week. CBS News reporter Jan Charlton is in Moscow.
The outcome of the vote was never really in doubt. Delegates going into the third day's meeting said confidently that Gorbachev would get his way. Even the party's chief of ideology, the keeper of the communist flame, if you will, told the delegates that the party must change with the times or risk fading away. So the vote was unanimous, with apparently just one exception, that of maverick politician Boris Yeltsin. Next on the agenda is discussion of what to do about Lithuania. That's the republic that is threatening to secede.
A political triumph for Mikhail Gorbachev, says Wellesley College Soviet expert Marshall Goldman.
Gorbachev has proven to be the master politician. It's hard to think of anybody else in the world who could be continued as leader after 5 years of the kinds of difficulties that have developed within the Soviet Union. Certainly as an international statesman, Gorbachev is without peer.
But Goldman says Gorbachev is having a lot more trouble dealing with economic and social problems. It's not known yet how far the new party platform goes in dealing with them. Soviet Update. I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News.
Dan Rather reporting. News, commentary, and analysis again today from Moscow. Gorbachev gets what he wants from the Soviet Communist Party's leadership. Question is it enough? Enough to ensure Gorbachev's survival at the top, ensure survival of the Communist Party as the lead party, and most importantly, is what the Central Committee approved today enough to hold the Soviet Union together as a nation, and enough to prevent its economy from collapse? No one knows, certainly not Gorbachev, nor the party leaders who today gave him what he wanted. There is opportunity in what they have done, opportunity to save themselves, their party, and the cohesion of their country. There is also danger. Danger that they have done too little, too late, and are on the wrong end of a tidal wave of history. The Soviet Union is going to be transformed. Think about that for a moment and allow it to sink in. Transformed. Truth is, it already is being transformed. Rank and file Soviet people are forcing change. Gorbachev is a brilliant propagandist and image manipulator, image builder. History may or may not finally judge him as a brilliant leader overall. I, for one, believe that it may, but for whatever else he may or may not be, Gorbachev is a master at creating and building his own positive image. He has created this image as a leader of reform and change in the Soviet Union. And in some important ways, he is. But important to note, in many ways, Gorbachev has followed, not led, public opinion here. In many ways, he has been forced to do what he now has done. That takes nothing away from his many accomplishments. It is to note that what you read, see, and hear in coverage of Gorbachev often makes it appear that he is always out front, always leading, forming public opinion. That is simply not always so. Gorbachev shrewdly has made it appear so. He is having one hell of a time just now, even trying to keep up with the tremendously rapid transformation of Soviet society. His friend and ally, Communist Party Ideology Chief Vadim Medvedev, stated openly today that Gorbachev's and the Communist Party's survival is at stake. They are all now in a do-or-die situation. Medvedev put it this way: either we prove able to lead a rapid but controlled process of transformation, or it will become an uncontrolled deluge. Medvedev's was the most telling, the most revealing, the most relevant quote of this three-day Central Committee meeting. Mark it. It will come in handy in coming months and weeks as you try to separate out bullshine from brass tacks in what is written and said about what is happening in these tumultuous times in this country which controls the world's largest landmass and 20,000 nuclear missiles. More from Moscow after this.
I'm calling you to talk about Kelly Temporary Services.
Fine.
Are you happy with Kelly?
Yes, extremely happy with the service Kelly provides.
What if I asked you to switch services?
I don't know what I would do if I weren't able to call on them. I depend on them a lot.
What if I guaranteed you double your money back if you weren't absolutely, totally happy?
It wouldn't matter. The service is of more value to me than double the money back.
Good value.
Extremely good value.
Kelly Temporary Services, the first and the best.
Kelly is worth it.
Well, it's finally winter here in San Antonio, Texas. Temperatures have plunged into the 60s, and those strolling our riverwalk or sampling the cuisine aboard dinner boats are advised that light sweaters may be required in the evenings. Snow tires will not be necessary on horse-drawn carriages, but icy patches can be found at the SeaWorld Penguin Exhibit. For more updates and a free San Antonio Convention and Visitors Bureau vacation kit, call our warm hotline at 1-800-ALAMO-90. And warmest regards from San Antonio.
This third extra day of the Communist Central Committee meeting dragged on deep into the night. Breakaway movements in the Baltic Republic of Lithuania and other places were being debated. This was not Gorbachev's plan. It caused postponement for a while of a meeting scheduled this evening between just-arrived U.S. Secretary of State Jim Baker and Soviet Foreign Minister Edward Shevardnadze. Baker has come with a handy gift for Gorbachev, a concession on Afghanistan, an agreement to leave in power, at least for now, the Afghan communist government left behind in Kabul by the defeated Soviet army. It turns out that a lot of strange things are happening in Moscow, and not all of them are Russian. Dan Rather reporting from Moscow, CBS News.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. The Soviet Party Central Committee meeting, after being extended to a third day and lasting into the third night, voted away the Communist Party's monopoly on power. It also reportedly approved some sort of private property. Central Committee member Georgi Arbatov calls it truly a historical event.
It was a tremendously important turning point in the history of our country and our party. And the direction was mainly democracy.
At a sell the defense budget appearance in San Francisco, President Bush took some of the credit.
The world's movement toward democracy and freedom is a direct result of our ability to stand firm in the face of threats to stability and peace.
He called for more Star Wars money, and given the warming Cold War, Arbatov finds that a bit odd.
I think you are, Americans are not yet prepared to live without an enemy. You just don't know what to do without an enemy.
Czechoslovak playwright, former political prisoner, and now president Václav Havel is coming to Washington this month, and congressional leaders say he will address a joint meeting of Congress on the 21st. They invited him as, quote, one of Eastern Europe's most respected leaders for freedom and democratic reform, like Wałęsa addressed Congress last fall. Schools were closed today in Selma, Alabama, as several hundred blacks marched to City Hall. They're protesting the dismissal last week of black school superintendent Norwood Rousseau by a mostly white school board. Attorney General Thornburg was on hand in Chicago for announcement of a 42-count indictment involving 20 people. Authorities say it strikes at the very heart of the Chicago mob. They don't even know where in the world they are. That's the verdict from a geography survey of more than 3,000 high school seniors. Highest score was 59. That's an F. And Education Secretary Cavazo says it's high time things get turned around.
Unless we place a new emphasis on the study of geography, we're passing on to our children the stewardship of a world they literally do not know.
Experts note some encouraging results. 87% of those seniors tested could point out Canada. Only 37% could find Southeast Asia. The dollar opened in Tokyo Thursday at 145.50. That's up 0.4 of a yen from the last market close there. On Wall Street, the Dow up 34.
This is The World Tonight, sponsored in part by Sir Speedy, the business printer. Good evening, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. A day of triumph for Mikhail Gorbachev, a day the course of Soviet history took a dramatic new turn. Correspondent Barry Peterson reports from Moscow.
This was a day when the Soviet Union repudiated everything it once seemed to stand for, the supreme dominance of the Communist Party. In a momentous and well-orchestrated vote, the Central Committee plenum put its stamp of approval on Mikhail Gorbachev's call for multiple parties. Also discussed, the possibility of private ownership for such things as businesses and farms. Some delegates were clearly pleased by the decision. Others left the session in a sullen, unhappy mood. There are a few formalities before the deal is done. Both the Supreme Soviet and the recently elected Congress of People's Deputies must okay the decision. Both will almost surely do just that. It was not a surprise. Gorbachev said recently he was ready to see multiple parties. The real question now is the Soviet Union as ready as Gorbachev to turn its own history upside down? Barry Peterson, CBS News, Moscow.
Secretary of State James Baker arrived in Moscow for a round of talks with Gorbachev and Foreign Minister Eduard Shevardnadze today. Before their first session started, Shevardnadze was asked about the Central Committee's bold move.
Whatever is happening that moves us closer to a humane and democratic society is, I'm sure, in the interest of our two countries and in the interest of mankind.
Shevardnadze also made a surprise announcement. West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, whose government just today approved talks with East Germany on unifying their currencies, will pay a visit to Moscow this weekend. The White House said today Kohl and President Bush will meet at Camp David later this month. The president kept tabs on the Moscow developments while continuing his tour of defense facilities in California. White House correspondent Wyatt Andrews is traveling with him.
Mr. Bush says he is encouraged by the prospect of change in Moscow, but says that has not changed his proposal to increase funding for the Strategic Defense Initiative, or Star Wars. Mr. Bush today visited the Lawrence Livermore Laboratory to see the latest research on the so-called Brilliant Pebbles approach to SDI. Mr. Bush's argument is that none of the changes in the Soviet Union has reduced the threat of a ballistic missile attack, and that space-based defensive systems are more, not less important, even now.
Beyond their contributions to deterrence, they underlie effective arms control by diminishing the advantages of cheating. And they can also defend us against accidental launches.
The president faces congressional opposition to the $4.5 billion he wants for Star Wars research. Wyatt Andrews, CBS News, San Francisco.
And we'll have more CBS News when The World Tonight returns.
Well, why don't we get the shareholders meeting going with a song, okay? Me and my shadow.
Have you ever had to do a song and dance because your printer made your big presentation unpresentable? Talk to Sir Speedy. We'll help you get the right layout, the right type, the right colors, on the money and on time. And when the job looks good, you look good. And as a matter of fact, so do we. Sir Speedy, the business printer.
Here we go now!
Honey, get ready for this. It says here the Brady Bunch is a new series on CBS.
No, you mean reruns.
No, it's a new show. It's called The Bradys, and the whole family's really grown up.
Oh, Marcia finally got rid of her braces?
Honey, see for yourself. Here's Florence Henderson, Robert Reed, dear old Ann B. Davis, and all the kids, only now they're our age.
Ooh, that means I can finally date Cindy.
Honey, get real. The Bradys are.
Well, I've grown up. I guess the Bradys have too, huh?
The same family, all grown up. The Bradys premieres Friday at 8, 7 Central and Mountain on CBS.
The State Department is moving to get rid of a man suspected of spying, career diplomat Felix Bloch. He's been formally suspended and stripped of his $80,000 salary, according to department spokesman Richard Boucher.
Mr. Bloch has been notified in writing of the specific charges against him. Under the terms of the statute, he has 30 days in which he may answer the charges and submit any information to show why he should be restored to duty. If he so requests, Mr. Bloch will be afforded a hearing before a panel of senior agency officers.
The Bloch affair began 8 months ago when he was put on administrative leave after reportedly being videotaped passing a briefcase to a Soviet agent in Paris. Payoff day in Chicago for the FBI, Internal Revenue Service, and state and local police as Attorney General Richard Thornburg announces indictment of 20 crime syndicate figures 8 years after the investigations into their activities began.
The dogged work of these investigators and prosecutors has paid off in a significant indictment of racketeering activities including murder, extortion, bribery, the financing and collection of usurious loans, illegal gambling, and federal tax violations.
Thornburg said the indictments demonstrate what he called our strong commitment to the fight against organized crime. More CBS News from The World Tonight in 1 minute.
How can you profit in business and investments? Get set to call for the next 4 issues of the Kiplinger Washington Letter free. For over 65 years, successful people have relied on Kiplinger for sound business and investment forecasts. Here's your chance to discover what you've been missing in Kiplinger's revealing weekly updates. Every Monday morning, you'll get 4 typewritten pages packed with concise forecasts on taxes, interest rates, inflation, and business growth. It rivets your attention on the best opportunities. See for yourself. Take 4 issues free and also receive Kiplinger's free guidebook. Investments for today and tomorrow, packed with profit-making insights. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-453-3301. You'll be billed later for a year's subscription at a special money savings rate. If not satisfied, return the billed mark, cancel, and owe nothing. Don't miss out. Call 1-800-453-3301. That's 1-800-453-3301.
A bipartisan legislative counteroffensive to recent Supreme Court civil rights rulings has been unveiled on Capitol Hill. Correspondent Rob Armstrong has details.
The law would overturn six recent Supreme Court discrimination decisions, including last year's opinion that the 1866 Civil Rights Act did not prohibit racial harassment in the workplace. Democratic Senator Albert Gore.
The Supreme Court is simply wrong in deciding that while it's wrong to discriminate on the basis of race in hiring, it's all right once the worker is on the job.
Conservatives oppose the proposed law, and so far the president has not gone on record for or against it. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson has arrived in South Africa for his first visit there in 11 years. He at once condemned the white government's racial policy.
Apartheid must go because it is a sin. It is morally wrong. And if it is morally wrong, it cannot be politically right.
Jackson said he hopes to see long-jailed black activist Nelson Mandela freed and walking down the streets of Johannesburg before he leaves 12 days from now. This is The World Tonight. We'll be right back.
Honey, I've been waiting 9 months for this.
She has your eyes.
I can't believe it's here.
Yeah.
Baby days at Sears.
What?
Honey, while they last, we'll get $10 off that durable Winnie the Pooh playpen by Colecraft, just $65. And $10 off that sturdy Tot Taxi stroller by Evenflo, just $49.67. The complete baby store at Sears has everything we need. Let's have a baby every February.
What?
Sears, your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Hi, Jim Summers for Value Right Drugstores. You know, at Value Right, they've got ways to keep you smiling, especially when it comes to good home dental care. Case in point, this week, get the Interplaque Home Plaque Removal System for only $69.99 at participating Value Rights. Interplaque replacement toothbrushes are only $9.95. So look in your yellow pages for Value Right Drugstores, where you'll always find great American values and aisles of products to keep you full of smiles.
An up day for Wall Street. The Dow Industrials average closed nearly 34 points higher at 26.40. The average price per share on the New York Exchange up 37 cents, volume 187 million shares. 9 minutes past the hour in this world tonight.